And as per usual on a Monday morning, we catch up with Anthony Judd from Bullockshire, the CEO there. Anthony, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Hello, Anthony. It's Steve here. Donald Riverfront, what's happening there?
Yeah, so we've got some upgrades happening at the Riverfront in Donald, and I think previously reported the ones in Charlton. So we got some federal government funding. It's part of our broader streetscape program. So we're developing a viewing platform that looks out over the Bullock's Head, and it's quite iconic. It's quite a bit of a legend around Donald, and particularly at times of flood. Donald is occasionally susceptible to flooding, and when the Bullock's Head gets a drink, that's when you know it's a good year and it's going to be a good flood. So barbecue area, lighting, a range of things just to upgrade that precinct, and it does attract a few visitors. So those works will be starting, I think, it's all fenced up, and so I think it'll be starting over the next week. So it'll be really exciting to see a bit of movement around. Bendigo-based builder is doing the work, so good to have a regional builder involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Exciting times ahead, that's for sure. Talking of exciting times ahead, to the Bullock Beyond 2030 project. So you've got some listening posts and a community forum summit as well. Give us the details there.
Yeah, so we've got we've been out last week to a range of our communities, and we've got three of our listening posts to go, kicking off with Witchy Proof today. Really excited, and we had some really good feedback over the last week. So Witchy Proof at the Resource Centre today, at the Charlton Library tomorrow, and in Sea Lake on Wednesday. So for anyone who's got any feedback or input in terms of where they think Bullock should be, where we should be looking to go into 2030, we'd love to see you there. We'd love to hear your thoughts. We had some great input last week. We got hounded in a pre-organised campaign by the Ngunnawal students, who all came and said, we need a skate park, we need a skate park. And every kid that we asked, every student that we asked, said we need a skate park. So we're happy to have the coordinated campaigns as well. So it's good to be out and about. The second part of that is the Forum Summit, which is on tomorrow night. So this is getting all of our community forums, and we've got some other leaders from communities in as well, and a lot of workshop work happening. We'll do that thing where we get the butcher's paper out, but it always produces results, and we're just doing a reflection on the last council plan, and we've been able to achieve a lot of that. So it is an important process and is an important strategy, and then it sets the aims for the council over the next 4 years.
And it seems you're helping out Steam Rail Victoria as well. What's going on there?
Yeah, well, I guess we're helping out each other, we think. So Bullock owns a turntable, a rail turntable in Witchy Proof. And Witchy Proof's quite iconic as a railway town. I think there's one of two towns in Australia where the railway goes straight up the middle of the town. And it's quite an interesting setup. But there's been some attraction of steam trains over the last few years. And one of the blockers, though, is that they need to bring another engine up, or a second engine up, because you can't turn the train around. So, and that's because the turntable has been out of use, really. It needs some work. So we've set a lease with Steam Rail, and they're set out of Newport, and they've been doing some work to upgrade the track. So they've prefabricated a lot of the work, so a lot of the materials and a lot of the improvements from their factory, so they can bring it up and do a quick turnaround in terms of getting the track up to standard. So we think this will drive more tourism, and talking to the operators, and there's a couple of different operators in this space that will use it, they think there's a huge future for rail tourism up our way, particularly as we've got a few of those silos that have been painted along the track. So yeah, it's becoming a bit of a journey. So we're expecting tours to come up in May, which will be really exciting. And so they're moving ahead on those works really quickly, which is great.
People love steam trains, mate.
They do. The last time they come, it was amazing. And this is obviously pre-COVID. the lenses on the cameras that the people had that were sort of standing on top of their vehicles taking these photos were significant, and they absolutely loved them, and certainly people who are on those journeys had great feedback. So we think it's part of the tourism future for our shire, definitely.
No, well, that's great to see that steam trains in Bullock Shire. I reckon the electricity will be next, and you'll be in business up there, mate.
Bravo. Come on, mate. A very wonderful part of the world with all the mod cons that you need. I know.
All right, mate. Listen, have a great week, Anthony. We'll talk next week.
Thank you.
Cheers. All the best.